Today, KVU is celebrating 49 years of community-produced journalism, public affairs, and breaking news.
We've been with you through fascism, neoliberal imperialism, and now, idiocracy.
We're not going anywhere either.
While bicentennials are good and fine, we wanted to make sure 49 got some love and attention too.
Thanks to all KVU members, past and present, and you, future donor listening in,
we know you're out there.
We appreciate your every contribution and look forward to bringing you homegrown community radio in the decades to come.
So tune in this Friday starting at 7 a.m. going all the way till 8 p.m. for our special news and public affairs
day.
KVU would like to give special thanks to our local community partners who've donated food for our volunteers today. Breakfast was provided by Grand Central Bakery, with multiple locations throughout Portland. Open every day 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. and offering coffee, artisan breads, pastries, soups, and sandwiches. Lunch was provided by Namaste Indian Cuisine, located at 1403 Northeast Widler Street. Open every day with lunch and dinner buffets serving vegetarian and non-vegetarian items from 11 to 9:30 p.m. Dinner was provided by Karam Lebanese and Syrian Cuisine, located at 515 Southwest 4th Avenue. Open Monday through Thursday from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m., Saturday till 10 p.m., and Sunday 2 to 9 p.m., offering a wide selection of traditional Lebanese and Syrian dishes.
It is 5:01, and coming up next, we have KVU Evening News. This KVU program has been made possible in part by KVU Foundation members and a grant from Portland's Gay Directory, providing a resource guide of openly gay-friendly businesses, organizations, and services since 1996. New smartphone app available for all iPhones and Droids. For more information, you can visit gaypdx.com.
And now, your daily volunteer-produced community newscast, the KVU Evening News.
Coming up on the KVU Evening News, the Dakota Access Pipeline has been given the go-ahead, and drilling could begin as early as tomorrow.
An obscure Senate rule was used to silence Senator Elizabeth Warren on Tuesday.
And Southern California Gas has been fined $8.5 million over a 2016 methane leak.
Good evening. This is the KVU Evening News for Wednesday, February 8th, 2017. I'm Aaron J. Bernard.
And I'm Brian Pridgett. In November of 2016, a group of school children and young adults won the right to sue the federal government for their right to a stable climate. By allowing the suit to proceed, U.S. District Court Judge Ann Aiken, based in Eugene, Oregon, opened a path for an eventual court-mandated science-based plan to bring about sharp emissions reductions here in the United States. This Tuesday, U.S. District Court Judge Tom Coffin advised the children that they should narrow the scope of their suit. The suit seeks a court order requiring the government to quickly reduce the carbon dioxide emissions linked to global warming, and both the government and energy-related trade groups say that the extensive request for climate change-related documents will take too long to produce. The groups have requested a delay. In their original filing, the young plaintiffs, who range in age from 9 to 20, allege that climate change violates their constitutional rights to life, liberty, and property by causing direct harm and destroying so-called public trust assets, such as coastlines. The suit could go to trial before the end of 2017.
Drilling under a reservoir of the Missouri River to complete the contested Dakota Access Pipeline could begin by tomorrow after Army officials gave notice of intent to grant an easement for the remaining stretch of pipeline construction and waived a standard 14-day waiting period. FSRN's Shannon Young has more.
The Army Corps of Engineers has reversed course on its stance towards the Dakota Access Pipeline and now says it is granting Energy Transfer partners access to the land it needs to horizontally drill under Lake Oahe, upstream from the Standing Rock Sioux Reservation. The crossing is the final stretch of construction for the pipeline that has galvanized the country's largest indigenous-led mobilization in generations. Standing Rock Sioux leaders say the project endangers their sole supply of drinking water and runs roughshod over tribal sovereignty rights. Lakota attorney Chase Iron Eyes spoke with author Naomi Klein as news broke of the intent to grant the easement.
What this means legally is that drilling can start as soon as practicable, because President Trump included in his memo the notion that the 14-day waiting period, which is customary for the Army Corps of Engineers when it sends notice of approval, that waiting period has been waived. So drilling could effectively begin within 24, 48, 72, or a week. We just don't know how long.
In a statement, the Standing Rock Sioux leadership says the tribe will mount a legal challenge on the basis that the environmental impact statement was wrongfully terminated. The pipeline project became a major issue in nation-to-nation relations between the U.S. government and the Lakota in the final months of the Barack Obama administration. When Obama left office, the Army Corps had denied the easement, committed to conducting an environmental impact statement, and considering alternate routes. As one of his first acts of government, Donald Trump gave the green light to both the Dakota Access and Keystone XL pipelines in a presidential memo. During a meeting Tuesday with sheriffs from across the country, Trump said the pipelines were a non-issue.
As you know, I approved two pipelines that were stuck in limbo forever. I don't even think it was controversial. You know, I approved them. I haven't even heard. I haven't had one call from anybody saying, "Oh, that was a terrible thing you did." I haven't had one call. You know, usually if I do something, it's like bedlam, right? I haven't had one call from anybody.
Financial disclosure documents from the 2016 presidential campaign show that as recently as last May, Trump held investments in the companies behind the Dakota and Keystone XL pipelines. Whether he remains invested is unknown, as the president has refused to release more recent disclosure documents and has resisted calls to divest from potential conflicts of interest. When prospects for federal intervention in favor of the tribe faded last fall, pipeline opponents expanded their tactics to call for divestment from the project's financial backers.
Please call the roll on the passage of the amended bill.
The tactic paid off Tuesday evening when the Seattle City Council voted unanimously to pull $3 billion out of Wells Fargo due to the bank's role in financing the pipeline project.
Nine in favor, none opposed.
Okay, the bill passes and carries silent.
Energy Transfer Partners, the company behind Dakota Access, is also developing two other projects that are meeting local opposition: the Bayou Bridge pipeline to cut across watersheds in southern Louisiana, and the Trans-Pecos pipeline set to cross under the Rio Grande into Mexico near the Big Bend National Park in West Texas. A report released this week based on accident data from the federal government's National Response Center shows that in a two-year span, at least 69 spills have occurred from pipelines operated by ETP and its subsidiaries, including accidents resulting in drinking water contamination. For FSRN, I'm Shannon Young.
And you are listening to the KBOO Evening News here on KBOO, your community radio station. I'm Ani, and I'm here with you this afternoon to say, please, this is a time that you know is crucial for accessing independent media, for accessing information unfettered by corporate interests, where we, in fact, take a moment to inform each other, to talk about struggles that are happening locally, regionally, around the world. And to give us that street level perspective, what is actually going on? How can we live informed lives? What can we do to actually help these struggles and move the movement forward? Well, the answer to a couple of those questions, at least, actually protecting information resources like KBOO, where we can get these ideas, we can broaden the public discourse, we can share these ideas with our friends, with our families, with our coworkers. That is an important thing to do. And right now, you can do it. You can do it as a monthly sustaining member of KBOO. Maybe you haven't done that before. Let me tell you how it works. It works by you contributing just $5 a month or more every month to your community radio station, KBOO. It's pretty simple. You set it up with one of our phone answering crew here. You can do it out of your checking account. You can do it off of a credit card or debit card. And then it just sort of keeps going, continuously renewing. And your support comes in every month. You can work KBOO into your budget, know that you are doing an hour for a community support donation. And that you know that you are doing your part and you're doing something substantive and real to help make the world a better place, strengthening independent radio. The number to call when you decide to take that action is 877-500-5266. It's an easy thing to do. It's a wonderful and empowering step for you to make tonight. Do it right now, 877-500-5266, and say, yeah, you want to support this labor of love that is brought to you by so many volunteers working together every day. KBOO does have this small paid staff that helps to coordinate the work of the volunteers, make sure trainings happen, make sure that folks are getting the skills that they need to become citizen journalists. And then those volunteers are taking it to you, bringing you the stories, digging deep behind the headlines, both locally, regionally, and internationally, and dishing it up in the KBOO Evening News. We have engagement with our community organizers, our movers and shakers. We bring forward an hour of information that is vital to folks living in Cascadia and around the world so that you know what's going on here and see it reflected wherever you might be. Be a part of the social change effort. Be a part of this network. Participate at KBOO right now. Give us a call, 877-500-5266. Join KBOO, $5 a month. It's a wonderful, empowering step for you to take in your evening. Give us a call right now and make it so. 877-500-5266.
Earlier today, an emergency rally was held at the Lloyd Center Army Corps of Engineers office. The rally was sponsored by the group Pacific Northwest Stands with Standing Rock to protest the decision to allow completion of the Dakota Access Pipeline. Vanessa Castle is a Ilwa Kalam tribe member from Washington State who has been at Standing Rock for several months. Castle was arrested on February 2nd and charged with inciting a riot while covering the water protectors for the Last Real Indians web news site. KBOO's Paul Rowland spoke with Castle.
My reaction is we were expecting it. It's not surprising under the Trump administration. We did not, however, expect that they were going to waive the waiting period for the EIS. I mean, we should have thought about it because anything is possible under Trump right now. But none of it was surprising. You know, on December 4th, when we had heard the news that the easement was denied, we knew, the people who were on the ground there and who had been fighting this fight knew that it was not time to celebrate because it was not a victory in the whole war. It was one battle victory. So,
what do you see happening there on the ground?
Unfortunately, the things I see happening are not good. It's going to be a lot of violations of human rights. It's going to be forceful removal at gunpoint. It's going to be a coalition between the Army Corps, the National Guard, the state, and Morton County, the state of North Dakota, and probably the BIA, the Bureau of Indian Affairs, to try to remove us forcefully from the land.
Who knows about the local population, you know? I mean, the idea that they can run down protesters, I mean, I think, you know, there's probably a really hardcore anti-Native element. Really hardcore there
is, and we see it every day. Every time we go to Mandan or Bismarck, we meet that resistance. We meet the Back the Blue people and the pro-Dapple, pro-oil families that are willing to stand against us and willing to, you know, come over and shout at us during our peaceful rallies and cause a scene and, you know, incite things. It's unfortunate because I feel for the people who have to continue to live in North Dakota after we're all gone, after we leave, because they're still going to be met with that resistance. They're going to still be met with that racism that is deep within North Dakota.
Can I ask you, like, the whole tension or like some differences between some elements of the resistance and like the tribal government? In some ways, they have different orientations in a way.
So the difference between the water protectors on the ground and the local tribal government is they have the same goal. They want the barricade open. They want that pipeline gone. they have the same goal. Their way about going about it and to achieve those things is different.
I guess the question, though, is like what I see as an activist and just admire incredibly the tenacity and determination of those people is that what it seems like is you've got a lot of skilled, long-time activists who want to put everything on the line because like they see this as like a battle to be won above all and just want to, you know, fight this battle to the end. And then you've got the tribal government, which wants that, but also has to live in North Dakota. It seems like there is kind of a tension there.
There is. And right now, they're facing economic sanction. I mean, it's the same thing as them withholding rations. They're, by them cutting off that road at Highway 1806 is cutting off their economy and how it builds. It's their casino. You know, that's the same thing as withholding rations as they did back in the old days. So I feel for them because right now they're having to cut their education and their elder programs because they don't have that extra $14 million that comes into their casino. So I understand why they're doing what they're doing and why they're saying, no, we just want to be done with this. We want our life back the way it was. But they've lost sight of the long run. Like, what happens when there is no water? What happens when you have to purchase it from, you know, Nestle or, you know, whatever privatized company there is? So they're facing, right now, they're facing tension from the community members because they're saying, we don't have these things. Tons of people within the tribal communities are going to be laid off because they don't have enough to fund their positions in their tribal government. So I understand where they're coming from, and they're panicking. But they have to keep in mind, a lot of us gave up everything, our jobs, our houses, our families, to go out there and to stand with you. You know, we gave those things up to be with you. Maybe if they would have come here and done the same thing, they would understand that, you know, those things are just material things. What happens when you don't have water? So I understand what they're going through and that struggle because, you know, I struggled with it here on whether or not I was going to go to Standing Rock. And unfortunately, when the sequence of events happened on October 27th with the North Camp takeover, I dropped everything. I dropped out of school, I left my house, and I left because I knew that I had to go stand next to my brothers and sisters.
That was KBOO's Paul Rowland speaking with Vanessa Castle, a Pacific Northwest water protector. February 22nd is the deadline to move the main Oshetti Shekawan camp, and volunteers are still needed to help make the move. There's a van leaving from Portland within a week, and interested listeners can contact the Pacific Northwest Stands with Standing Rock or the Bunk Bus to Standing Rock Facebook pages for more information.
You are listening to a membership drive special of the KBOO Evening News. Our volunteers work hard every day to bring you this coverage of local, national, and international news. And now it is your turn to do your part. Joining us once again is Ani to talk about how you can support KBOO Community Radio.
It is an easy thing to do this afternoon, Brian, and it is an important thing to do. That is the point. KBOO is here for you, day in and day out. We bring you the news. We bring you information. This is brought from the perspectives of many, many, just dozens of volunteers working together through the newscast alone throughout the week. And then there's the rest of our public affairs and informational programming in general. But not only that, we also have poetry. We also have theater. We also have music, because we know that we need to inform each other and we need to inspire each other, and we need to also celebrate our lives, our cultures, our communities. It is really kind of a full package deal, and we are wanting right now very much for you to be a part of this. Become a KBOO member today, renew your membership, or become a brand new KBOO member. Maybe you're new to the area, right? Because I've heard lots of new folks have moved in to the Portland area over the last couple of years. And maybe KBOO is kind of new to you. Maybe you haven't had a community radio station like KBOO before, wherever it is that you moved from. Well, let me tell you about how we work. KBOO is a labor of love. We are 49 years old. We are the oldest independent community-supported listener radio station in the country. We do it with your support. We do it with our grassroots saying yes. One person, another person over there saying yes, adding resources together, all pulling in what we can to support this community effort. Volunteers come in, give of their time, their energy, their knowledge, their skills to actually create the programs that you listen to. Everyone you hear on the air here at KBOO is a volunteer. And that is That is because we feel very passionately about the ability to impact our communities and change the world through the free flow of ideas, through the information exchanges that happen here on the airwaves. And the way that we pay our bills, we don't take advertising, right? We don't have giant corporations calling the shots here and telling us what we can and cannot say, what we can and cannot play. What we have are you, our grassroots support. And when we hear from you, we know it is an affirmation that we are hitting the spot right, that we are, in fact, creating broadcasts that you know are worthwhile and important. And that's why you're giving back right now by calling 877-500-5266 and saying yes to your community radio station, saying yes to KABU. And knowing that when you do that, got $20 a month? Join us at a $20 a month level and get the KABU hoodie. We are moving into spring. Hoodie weather, you know, they work well in the winter if you have like five other layers over them. Maybe it's just me. But hoodies. Gorgeous. Has the KABU logo on the left breast. And, it's a black fleecy hoodie. It's pretty delightful. And it can be yours for $20 a month. You can wear it around town showing your boo pride and knowing that you are doing your part to keep KABU free and independent and on the air, doing your part to improve the world and share information throughout the region and throughout the world. Call us at 877-500-5266 or online. You can get us at kboo.fm. However you do it now. This is your moment because, you know, I know. I've been accused of procrastinating myself, right? And so I know that it's easy to say, yeah, that sounds really good, honey. I'm going to get around to that. I'll do it. I'm just a little busy. Just stop for a moment. Take a moment out of your day and know that you are doing something incredibly powerful for your community and for yourself. Pick up your phone and dial 877-500-5266. If it's easier for you to connect online, do it that way, my friend. Become a member of KABU or renew your membership, however it works out best for you. Online, you can get us at kboo.fm. Perhaps you are on your way out and about. You can drop by 20 Southeast 8th Avenue, just a half block south of Burnside. If you come in and pay your pledge in person today, you can get your receipt for your pledge, and you can walk that a block down to 807 Northeast Cooch, otherwise known as 8th and Cooch, and present that to the tasting room at Cider Riot, where those folks will give you a dollar off a pint of cider, just because they know that you've done your part to support KABU, and they'd like to encourage that behavior. So we thank our friends at Cider Riot for doing that, making that possible. And now we would love to thank you when you call 877-500-5266. I want to thank Kip so very much, Kip from Southeast Portland, for renewing his membership this afternoon. Thank you, Kip. And we are so excited to hear from you. Go ahead, join Kip in joining or renewing your membership to KABU, doing something right now that really does work for the empowerment and good of your entire community. Takes a couple minutes of your time, and you know you're going to feel good about yourself afterwards. 877-500-5266 online, kboo.fm. $20 a month. Get the KABU hoodie. Wear it around town. Spark conversations about the importance of independent media, about the revolutionary act of truth-telling, about working together to change the world. That's what you can do when you wear your KABU hoodie around town. $20 a month is the amount that you can contribute to KABU to secure a hoodie for your very own self. And you do it all by calling this number, 877-500-5266.
You are listening to the KABU Evening News. Stay tuned for news from the Boo at 5:45, followed by Right to Survive Radio at 6. At 7, it's Hard Knock Radio, news and views from a hip-hop perspective. Tomorrow's weather calls for a rainy day with possible thunderstorms and temperatures in the mid-50s. East of the Cascades and Hood River, you can expect rain and temperatures in the upper 40s. On this date in 1973, the Senate Select Committee to investigate the scandal surrounding the break-in and cover-up of the Democratic National Headquarters in the Watergate office complex. There are two quotes for today. The first is from President Richard Nixon, who said, quote, "You must pursue this investigation even if it leads to the president. You've got to believe I'm innocent. If you don't, take my job." They did. The second is from President Gerald Ford, who said, quote, "The political lesson of Watergate is this. Never again must America allow an arrogant elite guard of political adolescents to bypass the regular party organization and dictate the terms of a national election. Obviously, we didn't learn that lesson."
Overwhelmed by the news from Washington, KBOO News poet Dan Raphael feels it's, again, time to rhyme.
It's not like the government had been listening to us before the election of that orange sack of pus. Nor is it a surprise that Donnie can't read, just follows the minions of fear, prejudice, and greed. But couldn't one more senator have shown his or her brawn and given Betsy DeVos a deserved thumbs down? They'll do away with the EPA and the election monitors, too. With such an array of programs to cut, there's none of us won't get screwed. The darker the headlines, the slimmer our chances, the brighter we'll shine, the more joyous our dances. For Poetic Justice, this is Dan Raphael.
In yet another Orwellian language twist, White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer said today that, quote, "coal is one of the cleanest uses of technology we have." He later added that when he said coal, he meant clean coal. Spicer told reporters that the Environmental Protection Agency will be ordered to suspend regulations on coal-powered plants so that they can stay open and keep existing jobs. Environmentalists are increasingly worried about the long-term effectiveness or even existence of the EPA. Scott Pruitt, Trump's nominee to head the agency, actually sued the EPA when he was the Attorney General of Oklahoma. And yesterday, legislation was introduced into Congress to eliminate the EPA. President Trump has promised to cancel former President Obama's Clean Power Plan. The plan bans any new coal-fired power plants, the primary consumers of coal in the country, and requires cleaner output from existing plants. Clean coal is the term for a proposed series of technologies that minimize or eliminate the environmental effects associated with the burning of or processing of coal. There are seven technologies focused on clean coal, but as of this date, none have been successfully put into operation.
Continuing their tactic of twisting obscure rules to fit their needs, Senate Republicans invoked a seldom-used 1902 rule to silence Senator Elizabeth Warren. Warren was reading from a letter that Coretta Scott King had written opposing Jeff Sessions' 1986 nomination to a federal judgeship. Sessions ultimately was not approved for that position. Citing Senate Rule 19, Majority Leader Mitch McConnell warned Warren that she could not impugn the reputation of a sitting senator and that she was in violation of that rule. Rule 19 was created in 1902 after the two South Carolina senators engaged in name-calling and a subsequent fistfight. The rule has only been invoked a handful of times in the last 115 years. However, when several senators, including Oregon's Jeff Merkley, stood up and read from the same letter, no objection was raised. California Senator Kamala Harris tweeted, "By silencing Elizabeth Warren, the GOP gave women around the world a rallying cry."
Earlier today, White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer said that anyone questioning the success of a U.S. military raid in Yemen last month is doing a disservice to the American soldier who was killed in the operation. He referred to the raid as, quote, "a huge success." The raid resulted in the death of a U.S. Special Forces soldier and an unconfirmed number of locals, including the 8-year-old daughter of U.S.-born radical cleric Anwar al-Awlaki. In his remarks, Spicer indicated that anyone included Senator John McCain. Last week, a senior military official told NBC News that, quote, "almost everything went wrong." Senator McCain, who chairs the Senate Armed Services Committee, told NBC News, quote, "When you lose a $75 million airplane and, more importantly, an American life is lost, I don't believe you can call it a success." After the operation, Yemen's president expressed hesitancy about allowing the U.S. to conduct future ground operations in his country, according to unnamed Defense Department officials. The U.S. State Department questioned the accuracy of the report and noted that the Yemeni foreign minister denied it.
Now's your chance to show your support for the work our volunteers put in to bring you this newscast, rain or shine, mostly rain, every weekday throughout the year. Joining us again is Ani to talk about how you can support KBOO Community Radio.
Right. So thank you for joining us here on KBOO, your community radio station. It is this moment that we ask that you stop what you're doing. Just stop and join us here at KBOO. We are here for the evening news. We are here for information. We are here for your edification. And right now we're asking you to be here for us. It is a moment that you can just spend a couple minutes on the phone, let folks know that you are listening to KBOO, you are listening to the evening news, and that you appreciate KBOO as a valuable news source. It is an important thing to do because, in fact, without you, well, let me explain this again, how this works. You are our listener, and in fact, we are listener-supported radio. We rely on our grassroots to keep us independent, to keep us vibrant, to keep us together, to keep us going. We rely on our volunteers to come in and create the programs. They put in a labor of love every day, putting the newscast together, putting public affairs programming together, informational programming together. And we do it because we know it's an important thing to bring new ideas to light, and also to keep discussing what is actually happening around us, to get a firm footing in a reality that we share, and how we can, in fact, impact that reality, how we can, in fact, make the world a better place. We do it by talking to each other. We do it by informing each other. We do it by being strong together. And right now, we're asking you to be strong with us. We are looking to raise about $500 more before 6 o'clock. We can do that with your help. With your help, it is possible, and we can do great things. 877-500-5266 is the number to call. Please do. Give us a call right now and say, yeah, you want to join KBOO. Maybe you've been giving in a sustaining way. You do a monthly membership, but this is a great time to call in and say you can increase that membership just $1 or $2 every month. Maybe you've been giving $5 a month. Bump that up to $7 a month. See how that feels. Go ahead and call in with that additional support. It will be so very appreciated here. We'd love to hear from you, and you can take care of it so quickly and do something that's so important for your entire community right now. Pick up the phone and dial 877-500-5266. It's 877-500-5266, or online kboo.fm. Connect back in, check us out, and increase your support to community radio today. 877-500-5266.
Southern California Gas has agreed to pay $8.5 million to settle a lawsuit over a blowout at a massive natural gas storage facility that spewed methane gas for nearly 4 months. The leak produced the largest single release of climate-changing methane gas in U.S. history and drove thousands of residents from their Los Angeles homes. Over 8,000 San Fernando Valley residents were forced to leave their homes during the blowout, and many have complained of headaches, nausea, nosebleeds, rashes, and other ailments related to the leak. $1 million from the settlement will be used to fund a study about potential health impacts from the leak. After the leak, the storage area stopped receiving new gas supplies, but California state regulators are looking to reopen it. So far, about one-third of the wells have passed the rigorous inspection that was ordered after the blowout. The remaining wells are out of service and must pass the tests within 1 year or be permanently closed. Recent public meetings have prompted angry outbursts from homeowners that want the storage field to be permanently closed.
And now we hear the latest in worker-related news from our friends at laborradio.org.
You're listening to WIN, Workers Independent News, a Diversified Media Enterprises production. I'm Doug Cunningham.
The Archdiocese has not lived up to its word. They made a promise, they made a plan, and now a few years have gone by, and they're changing what they said to us.
Federation of Catholic Teachers President Julia Pignatero. She's talking about the decision this week by the Archdiocese of New York to close 6 Catholic schools in New York City. Pignatero says in 2010, the Archdiocese charted a course known as Pathways to Excellence. It included some school closings, 55 since 2011, which led her and the union to believe that it would lead to a stronger Catholic school system in New York City.
that by closing all of those schools, that the system would become stronger. And there have been repeated comments about taking money from rental properties and buildings sold and plowing it back into the system to make it stronger. So I was a believer in this, that this is what they were doing. And then without any notice, on Monday, we have a twist where we have an announcement of another six schools closing. I certainly hope that we can keep these open or do something, and I hope that there would not be any more.
Pignatero is meeting with an associate superintendent of New York Catholic Schools Monday to discuss the plan to close the six schools and possibly to begin negotiating transition packages for the teachers affected if the closings can't be stopped. The Build Better LA Coalition opposes the March 7th ballot initiative called Measure S. The coalition says it will ban the construction of affordable housing while eliminating 12,000 good jobs with benefits. Ron Miller is executive secretary of the L.A. Orange County Building and Construction Trades Council.
We do have a shortage of housing, good affordable housing in Los Angeles. Very expensive to live here. But the existing workforce has to travel outside of the city because they can't afford to live here. When these projects come up in front of city council, they need zone changes or different variances. Those projects will be affected also. There was an article in a newspaper here a few weeks back, and they said that we're in the middle of the largest building boom since 1920. And we would like to see this continue. There's a lot of housing being built, and this measure is something that's going to be very detrimental to that effort.
WIN is brought to you in part by the Amalgamated Transit Union, the largest labor union representing transit and allied workers in the U.S. and Canada. Online at ATU.org.
Sponsored by Iron Workers Impact, now reserving spots for this year's groundbreaking conference, welcoming contractors to grow their business by networking and attending world-class breakouts. More on this event in San Diego happening March 19th through the 22nd is found online at impact-net.org under events.
You've been listening to WIN, Workers Independent News. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
You are listening to the KBOO Evening News. This is a volunteer-produced newscast, and we encourage your participation. Call us with your breaking news stories at 503-231-8032. Our production team for tonight's newscast is Paul Rowland, Dan Raphael, and Ray Bodwell. The producer is Ray Bodwell. Our engineer is David Kesters. The KBOO Evening News and Public Affairs Director is Charity Marchand. A podcast of this newscast is available on our website at kboo.fm/eveningnews. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter at KBOO News. You are listening to KBOO Portland on 90.7 FM, K282BH Philomath 104.3 FM, and K220HR Hood River on 91.9 FM. I'm Aaron J. Bernard.
And I'm Brian Pritchett. Coming up tomorrow morning on KBOO at 7 o'clock is Democracy Now! With Amy Goodman and Juan Gonzalez. At 8 on Voices from the Edge, Dave Mazza talks with investigative journalist Greg Palast, who says Donald was right when he claimed the election was rigged, and Trump's buddies were the ones who rigged it. At 9 o'clock, Press Watch updates you on what's been happening in the world, including a dedication to the Bowling Green Massacre. At 10 o'clock, Chris Andre hosts Air Cascadia, headlines, interviews, and commentary. At 10:15, it's Flashpoints with Dennis Bernstein. At 11, Between the Covers welcomes author, editor, professor, and unabashed Beyoncé fan Roxane Gray about her new book, Difficult Women. And at 11:30, Words and Pictures looks at Dark Horse's acclaimed new gothic horror comic series called Harrow County. Thank you, KBOO members, for your generous support during this winter membership drive. If you're not a current member, you can become one right now, either by calling us or by going to kboo.fm and clicking on Donate. Coming up in just a few minutes, we've got KBOO News in depth. But first, we want to give Ani one last chance in this news hour to talk about how you can support KBOO Community Radio.
And that is the KBOO Community Radio Newscast. You know, it's a wonderful thing, this KBOO Community Radio Newscast. I'm Ani. I've been participating at KBOO. Gosh, it's for about 27, 28 years. And the thing about it is that, you know, it's actually the news that pulled me in as a volunteer in the first place. Well, okay, so I came in, I answered phones during the membership drives. I answered phones, you know, here and there, and maybe participated in an event or two. But then some interesting world events started happening. We call it the breakout of Iraq wore the 91 version. And I realized that it was so very important to get behind with the corporate-owned press and to get information out there that was relevant and useful and factual, actually like based in facts instead of in wartime propaganda. And that was, in fact, what pulled me into KABU. I wanted to produce news. I wanted to help be part of that information pipeline to get real news that's relevant and useful out to the masses so that we could, in fact, organize and we could try to stop the war and make the world a better place. And now we're asking for you to step forward and be a part of this effort. The fact that, I mean, I feel like every day I wake up and I'm a little like in bizarro world, right? Because in 91, we were, in fact, here is this vibrant alternative, going past the propaganda and the insane jingoism of CNN. Okay. And now if we advance forward in time, 26 years, and we are looking at how CNN is being painted right now by this administration, it's phenomenal, right? I mean, it's phenomenal. The fact that they are not jingoistic enough, that they are not corporate controlled enough, that is, to me, we live in bizarre world, and it is more important now than ever to really protect and advance the people's media, independent media, independent resources. KABU has been here with you day in and day out over the years, talking about the importance of fact-based press, right? Talking about the importance of independent media in safeguarding democracy and talking about how we actually don't have democracy in this country. We're going to be listening to Greg Palast tomorrow morning, you know, who talks about the vote stealing, election rigging, corruption that we have faced in this country for, a couple of decades now. And we have seen this, the effects of this ever more. KABU has been there giving the story, breaking these stories. And now we're asking you to be here for us so that you can, in fact, be part of our contributors, part of our membership base, some of our financial backing right now. Step forward. Say yes to KABU. Say yes to your community radio station. Give us a call at 877-500-5266. That's 877-500-5266. Go ahead and jump on in. Perhaps you have a sustaining membership. Perhaps you give to KABU in a monthly way. That's a wonderful thing. Maybe you can dish up an extra $15. Can you dish up an extra $15? Maybe you can get a gift membership for a friend, a loved one, a family member who might maybe live a little out of town. Maybe they don't know KABU exists, but they can listen off of the internets as we stream everything we do at kboo.fm. They can avail themselves of this information and they can know that they are a part of something bigger than themselves, and it is something that starts with KABU, the hub of community information. Please do be a part. Call right now with your pledge of support at 877-500-5266 or online. Join us at 877-500-5266 kboo.fm. That's kboo.fm. You can also stop by 20 Southeast 8th and come on in. Pay your pledge in person. Get a receipt when you do so. Slip on down to Cider Riot, just a block north of us. And Cider Riot will give you $1 off a pint of cider in their tasting room just for being a KABU member today, for doing your part, taking some right action, and then going and rewarding yourself. It all works together so very well, don't you think? I think it's brilliant. Please do give us a call, 877-500-5266. Still looking to raise just about $500 for the rest of this hour. And with you, it's possible. In fact, you are the only way it's possible. Make it happen with your contribution right now at 877-500-5266. That's 877-500-5266. Online, kboo.fm. But perhaps easiest of all, just pick up the phone, talk to Molly or Keith or Josh. They're all here waiting for you. 877-500-5266.
And now it's time for News from the Boo, the weekly segment from people inside of and around KBOO with news from your community radio station.
Yes, we are going to bring you a special pre-recorded edition of News from the Boo tonight. Station co-manager Delphine Crescenzo is going to talk about how to become a KBOO board member.
Hello and welcome to News from the Boo, a weekly show here to let you know all that is going on in and around KBOO. I'm Delphine Crescenzo, and along with Gil Cardon, I am station co-manager. But until recently, I was a KBOO board member, and today I'd like to let you know more about why KBOO has a board, the role that board members play, and how also you could become a board member. Indeed, the KBOO Board of Directors is looking to fill two open seats by appointment, one for a term ending in September 2017, and one for a term ending in September 2018. The deadline to apply is February 18 of this month. Go to kboo.fm or call the station for more information about applying. So let me tell you a bit more about why I joined the board, my experience, and the job duties and responsibilities of a board member. Since I first came to KBOO in 2011, I have received gift after gift from this radio station and community. Listening to KBOO in itself is a gift, but my involvement with the Bread and Roses Collective helped me expand my mind and strengthen my journalistic and production skills. All the classes I attended gave me free access to so much knowledge and to other volunteers ready to share what they knew. The reputation that comes with mentioning KBOO has opened so many doors for me in Portland. And the most important gift of all, the KBOO community, which reminds me every day that I'm not alone, that many other people care about creating a more equitable, just, and peaceful society. And the KBOO community has been at it for almost 50 years. Taking care of our community is everybody's business. That's one of our